You're listening to All Things Transformers, Episode 3, recorded Saturday, September 27th, 2008. Listening to All Things Transformers Episode 3. I'm your host, Steve / Megatron. And joining me this week is...
And I'm your co-host, Master Galvatron. And we're here to bring you all the news that is Transformers, by the fans, for the fans, and just generally fan stuff.
Would you like to head us off on the news?
Well, I guess I can. The first tidbit of news that we have is... anime news. Derek Wyatt, don't believe what you have heard about Transformers Animated Season 3. So, what, everything's false, every information, or... they're just taking things out of contrast now?
Well, he's saying that basically, take everything that you've been reading as a grain of salt, because there's a lot of information that's inaccurate out there.
Well, that can be a bit problematic. But then again, who can really trust anybody, because it could just be a cover story.
Yeah.
You know, to make the fans believe that everything's false.
Kind of the jump, or the hoops are making us jump through on the new movie.
Yeah. At least we know we're getting a season.
Yeah,
that
hopefully it's good. It's got two of the writers from the Beast Wars series in it.
Speaking of Beast Wars, I'm currently downloading it via torrent. Yes, I am a pirate. Deal with it.
And on the next set of news from Derek Wyatt's blog... he also has the animated Prowl concept images. And I just...
oh, I saw those. Those were awesome.
I know. It's like he almost tried starting out with the original Prowl and then working his way to the current one.
I know. I mean, it almost looked like we were going to get a very futuristic police car Prowl.
That would have been cool.
And let me tell you, that first concept was... that would have been awesome to see that first concept. But I'm not complaining about the one we got now. He's very awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, if I recall right, the last concept was him with his samurai armor, and they added that in.
That's true, too.
Of course, it was only for just one episode. Not good that did.
Yeah.
On the first one, he's got... and little jagged-edged shoulders, whatever he's supposed to be there.
Looks like they mixed the old Prowl with the new one.
Yeah. Oh, he also had a... yeah, they did mix him, because he's got two sets of horns.
Yeah.
Then in the second one, he's a bit different, because they got rid of the second set and the jagged areas. And then they made him a more sleeker version. And then they gave him the armor.
Well, overall, I'm happy with what they did.
So
with
they used the last... yeah. It's nice. Though, now that someone's seen this, they're probably going to do a kit bash.
Probably.
It'd
be neat to see.
You hear that, anyone? If anyone who is listening to this podcast is a kit basher, there's your inspiration.
Yeah.
Just don't charge $50 for it. That's a rip-off.
Well, it does take them a lot of time, considering they're not using a full-blown factory to make them.
Well, yeah, but still, that $50, that's, what, a Unicron? I can get a Unicron, or a Primus, or a Supreme Starscream for that amount.
Yeah, but you're also paying for the guy's time, too, so... I guess...
$40, $30 is reasonable.
Yeah.
But we're going off topic now. Transformers Animated Season 2 box set coming January 6, 2009. That's one already came out. No, wait, that's just the DVD of the first three episodes.
Yeah.
This is a whole
box. Well, the season one's already out. Season 2 is slated to come out just after New Year's. I think they said January 6th.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And among...
And it's only 13 episodes. I don't see why they didn't just save up and just pack it all into one box set.
Extra money.
No, that's probably not going to... Yeah, they're probably going to do it anyway. They're just trying to milk it.
Yep. And it looks like there's...
Like a cow!
And it looks like there's a photo gallery going to be on it, and three, like, short animations.
I've seen two of them. No, wait, one, which I believe is a Bumblebee short, which was posted on TFW 2005. It included a mime. Yeah, mimes. They just get into everything these days. Of course, now someone's going to say, "Oh, I've got an idea to draw a mime transformer."
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's Mimimus Prime. It's Mimatron.
Well, hopefully it's not as annoying as Bumblebee or some of the other idiocracy they got in there.
Oh, fair warning, Bumblebee break dances in that
show. Wow.
Yeah. This is not the 80s. I don't know why they think that'd be popular. Of course, yeah, robot breakdance is something kind of new. Shall we go on to movie news?
Yes, let's.
Alright, the buff not to be charged in Crash. Well, duh, he's a star. I mean, seriously.
Well, at least he's not gonna be a...
I think we all kind of saw...
Go ahead.
First, he's not held responsible. Now, they're not going to charge him. The power of Hollywood.
Yep. Although, if that were us, you know, where we'd be.
Yeah, we'd be screwed up the rear, you know. Up the aft, shall I say.
Well, at least he's not going to be taken away from the movie anymore.
True. More time that... Whoa, whoa, whoa! Or was it no that he said? Oh, wait, it was no that he said really fast. How does he do that?
I don't know.
But seriously, it's the buff. Who really cares anymore?
Yeah, he's just getting a lot of publicity for random things like the being arrested and the car crash.
Yeah, somehow... That's a popular trend among celebrities. Do something bad, get a lot of publicity. Used to be, they didn't have to do that stuff. All you had to do was just say hi. Well, anyway, on to the next news. Transformers Blu-ray disc still at number 2 on sales charts in third week of release. Darn it, I was hoping it'd be number 1.
Well, at least it's still...
Why did take the number 1 spot?
Yeah, at least it's still sitting strong at number 2, though.
Nobody wants to be number 2, and I think everyone knows the insinuation number 2 is.
Well, that's pretty good for Transformers, especially the fact it's already been out on DVD for over a year.
That, and it's an... How old of a franchise?
Over 25 years. I think it's close to 30 now.
Yeah, 25 years. That's...
Or getting close to it.
Yeah, probably about... Probably about 30 years. That's pretty impressive for a franchise to have a number 2 movie.
Yeah.
It just goes to show you, people dig giant robots that beat the crap out of each other. Though, I would have been shocked, appalled, and horrified if Speed Racer had topped it. Because really, that movie is crap.
Yeah, I watched about the first 10 minutes of it, and was like, okay, I've seen enough. It reminds me of the old show.
I didn't think it reminded anyone of the old show. It's just something new. I mean, Speed wasn't he a full grown man and not a teenager?
I don't think so.
In the movie?
I don't know.
Well, about between the two, he didn't even look it. But anyway, this is not the Speed Racer podcast.
No.
So I'm pretty sure there's one out there.
Next article is
there's
Transformers Blu-ray disc live material revealed. It includes a live feature video called Robot Ninjas for the Transformer Blu-ray disc. On it is a battle between Bumblebee and Barricade and various other animatics gathered from the stunts.
Well, I think what the fans really want to see is Prowl versus Barricade. No, Bumblebee versus Barricade was a good fight. People just want to see a good cop, bad cop go at it. And the majority of fans will probably want Prowl to win because they're familiar with him.
But Prowl's not in the movie, so...
Yeah. It'd be kind of weird if he showed up in the final installment of the 3-part franchise.
Only time will tell on that one.
But hey... Yeah. Anyway, not much there.
Nope.
Chevy Volpes sighted at White Sands film set. I forgot what the Chevy Volpe looked like. I'm pulling it up.
It's,
I don't believe Jazz was a Chevy.
No, Jazz was a Pontiac Solstice.
Yeah.
Or not a Solstice. Yeah, it was a Solstice. The Volt is the new Chevy vehicle that's coming out in 2011.
Is it that silver car that we mentioned earlier?
What's that?
Yeah. Or, is it silver or is it blue? Can't remember.
Yeah.
It's silver?
I wonder who the Volt's going to be.
And it's just... Well, I've heard speculation that it might be Sideswipe.
No, actually, in later news, it's confirmed that Sideswipe is the new Bicentennial Corvette.
Oh, that's the silver one.
The blue one is the...
That's the silver car. Yeah. The Volt. Well, could be... Well, it's blue. Blur might be... I mean, Bay might throw us a curveball and make it blur. Then again, I don't think the Volt is very fast.
Well, it's supposed to be pretty decently fast, but still, it's not going to go like over 100 miles an hour or anything, but because it's supposed to be a battery operated car for the most part.
Oh, it's one of those environmentally friendly cars.
It gets 40 miles to the gallon, or to the charge, and then it uses its gas tank after to charge the battery.
Well, I think I just started a fan rumor here. The Volt is blur. That's what people are going to start
saying. That'd actually be really cool. Kind of a futuristic.
Yeah. Of course, he'd be kind of small. Yeah, because environmental cars are pretty futuristic. Though, how are they going to keep him to his fast pace, fastness that he's known for? Of course, they didn't really make him fast in Armada, but I don't think it was called Blur in the Japanese version of Armada.
Huh.
I'm just rambling.
Did you see the Entertainment Tonight and Insider exclusive look at the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw it. And... I think I can speak for every Transformers fan that saw the movie. Megan Fox is hot. Did you see the way she was looking over at...
LaBeouf?
LaBeouf while he was talking. And they were sitting around.
Yeah, actually...
I mean, that is just pure hotness.
Yeah, unfortunately I was working so I didn't get to watch, but...
Hey, didn't miss much. We got to see some jets fly over the Middle Eastern town. some explosions, actors running. Nothing too exciting. Although we did see a very small tidbit of a camera, of screen that had two robots fighting in it. One looked like Ratchet. You can't tell who they are.
Wow, that'd be much more screen time than the first movie.
Yeah. And, of course, lots of Transformers moving without the U.S. military.
Yeah, of course, they gotta showcase them.
Where they get their butts beat again by giant alien
but
robots.
But they still went down fighting.
Of course, yeah. Kind of think of it, how, in the first movie, that kind of confuses me. How can a round from a human-made weapon shot through the crotch of a Transformer kill it?
Huh. It's probably because of the kind of, missile it was.
No, it was, if I recall right, it was a Sabre
round, yeah.
Something like that. Of course, then again, this is Bay. Nothing's really supposed to make too much sense. It's all about
exactly.
The explosions. But, hey, who cares?
The next one is, Optimus Prime is to combine with Jetfire in Transformer 2. What do you think about that?
Oh, great! Jetfire is Optimus Prime's bitch.
Well, that explains why he's an Autobot, not a Decepticon.
As we are... True. Very true. And if those who don't know why I'm saying Jetfire's Optimus Prime's bitch again, watch Armada. You'll find out why I said that.
Was it Armada or Energon?
Of course, in Energon, it was Armada that he was Prime's bitch. Then in Energon, he was Iron
Man's
bitch.
Oh, that's right.
Bitch. Normally, I don't curse, but seriously, that's about all I can describe it as.
Yeah.
Alright, next one. Revenge of the Fallen will not feature triple changers. Well, I don't think anyone was speculating that. Do you?
Yeah, I didn't really see him doing that either. Not yet, anyway. Maybe by the third movie.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll have all the triple changers in there. Sandstorm, Blitzwing, Astral Train, and, well, they might not be able to do Astral Train. I mean, we've got kind of weird diesel engines that don't really look like they could have shuttle kibble on them. Unless they go to Japanese and do a bullet train. And then there's Octane. That might be possible.
Yeah.
If you're wondering why I didn't say broadside, seriously, where are they going to find an aircraft carrier that they can make look like it can turn into a jet?
Yeah.
Seriously, broadside has got to be the stupidest triple changer there is. I mean, the guy turns into an aircraft carrier and a jet. That just doesn't make sense.
No.
You turn into a landing pad for your second alt form. Seriously. And pictures of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen Megatron. He looks like one mother-loving tank. With jets.
That's gonna be badass.
I know. I mean, seriously, he just looks like he's ready to own someone, though. It kind of makes me wonder, how did he change from a jet sort of thing to a tank in just no time?
I'm wondering if these are...
Especially since it's not Earth.
I'm wondering if these are flashbacks of Cybertron.
I think that's actually why he's going to be in the movie. Because, if I recall right, they said that he and Optimus Prime are going to team up to fight the Fallen.
Or maybe they bring him back so that he can fight the Fallen.
But that still doesn't explain how he changes his alternate form.
Well, it's the same as how Bumblebee did it.
It's a Cybertronian tank. there ain't no Cybertronian tanks on Earth.
Maybe the Decepticons took him back, or Soundwave rebuilt him into it.
True, or he could just already have it in his database and compensated with what he lost of his first alt mode and just changed it to what he had in his databanks.
Yeah.
Kind of like, okay, I don't have stuff to change into a jet now. Pull out the data for a Cybertronian tank. Done. Okay, I'm ready. That's the quick way to change your alt form. Don't need to scan no dang tank. It's already in my databanks.
Maybe he had the plans already embedded in his head and reconfigured himself.
That's what I'm talking about. It's already in his head. Yeah. Which would be the first for a Transformer to already have an alt mode, secondary alt mode stored just in case of emergencies. Of course, Megatron's always prepared. He's like a Boy Scout nightmare. An evil Boy Scout of death. Transformers 2009 wall calendars. Is this supposed to be animated or movie? I think it's movie.
It's looking like it's the live action and a classic G1 calendar.
I am so gonna try to get it. Because, honestly, who doesn't want a Transformers calendar?
I need to get me one for work.
Yeah. That'd be awesome to have a calendar like that.
Pimp out.
Of course, my ideal calendar would be all Decepticons.
I'm going to use mine to pimp out the new movie. Leaving it in my work bay. Because there are a lot of people that like the movie that I work with, so...
Yeah. Well, that isn't very much news except for, hey, it's a wall calendar. Get it if you want it.
Alrighty.
And on to the next tidbit. Producer Lorenzo Di Bonaventura. Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce that last part. Talks Transformers 2. 3 times as many robots. Huzzah! But honestly, I'm with Beta and on this. How are they gonna fit characterization into 3 times the robots?
Well, you could figure that the,
I mean, they could barely do it with what they had in the first film.
Well, I'm thinking that they're gonna probably, pick up a few of the old characters and characterize them more, and then introduce some new ones. And at the same time, probably have, like, the Constructicons as drones.
Actually, 6 of them might be drones.
That
one
could
might
be
the leader of them. And odds are it might be Longhaul, since he's the biggest so far. And finally, Longhaul gets respect.
Yeah.
Among the... Because Longhaul was just only used to haul things. And he never got much respect from the Constructicons. Or the Decepticons, in that matter.
Yeah.
And, let's see here. Let's just go on to the next. Transformers 2, The Fallen to be a new character. Well, duh. I mean, it's The Fallen. If you see Revenge of the Fallen, I mean, sure, that might insinuate the Fallen Transformers, but honestly, the Fallen has to be a new character.
Well, initially, I figured it was going to be.
And Bay's going to have a... And Bay is just going to have a field day with that character, because he's going to be all on fire, and that is right up Bay's alley.
I'm wondering if... I mean, I originally thought it was going to be Megatron, but since he's been confirmed to be back and this is a new character, I'm wondering if it's going to be the same Fallen from the War Within comics or a completely new Fallen.
Either way, he's most likely to be on fire in some manner.
That'd be cool.
Or maybe he just has Yeah. They will probably have them spitting out flames from all areas. Completely engulfed in flames. He's like, I'm the Fallen, a Transformers knockoff of the Human Torch.
Only much cooler.
The wire came first. Yeah. And he's probably gonna own everyone.
Probably. That's probably why Megatron's back.
Either Prime and Megatron or one of the two. Yeah. And they'll probably say, well, in order to be a badass, we're gonna have to get an even more of a badass here to kick his butt. Oh, I know, let's bring back Megatron. I'm sure that won't bite us in the butt.
Not right away.
Sure. And bear one evil than the other. At least you know he can beat Megatron. You don't know if he can beat the Fog.
Well, he technically didn't beat Megatron either.
True. But if the Fallen is anything like his comic counterpart, he's just gonna be plain unbeatable.
Yeah.
At least with Megatron, you have a slight chance of beating him.
Yeah.
And that's still a chance. And, I'm not sure we should really do this next, little news thing about the Transformers full trailer attached to Star Trek, because I think that's been announced as not gonna happen, because Star Trek's been pushed back.
Yeah, Star Trek's
so
been
much.
Pushed into March of next year now, so they'll probably have the trailer, I'm guessing, probably in December with some other movie now.
Yeah, so that's a mute point. We don't need to go over that. Well, Roberto Orci, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, wrap in 5 weeks. Plus, Watch Soundwave is not. I didn't see this.
Yeah, it says that the movie's almost done filming, and Soundwave is not going to be the ice cream truck.
Done.
Or an iPod.
Well, duh, that'd be kind of stupid. Wait, in 5 weeks, from what I've seen from the Entertainment Tonight, they were still working on the Middle Eastern Village scene. How can they be done so soon?
I mean,
how long have they been working
since,
on this?
Since May of this year. Like the filming part of it.
That was fast.
Yeah.
Something don't seem right, because this is kind of fast for a movie to be done. I just hope it ain't crappy if it's
already
done.
Well, they did most
of
the filming in the same towns, too, so.
True, so you didn't have to go through a lot of red tape there. But still, if you're going to have three times the robots as the first, this is kind of soon to be stopping filming.
And there's...
Of course, then again, you got CGI to do most of the work.
Plus, their budget's huge.
I guess they're... Yeah. So, kind of thinking about it, it probably wouldn't take long to get all the real stuff in. This is probably just for the real stuff.
Yeah.
And then they're just probably going to start working on the CGI. That's probably what it is.
They're also saying that,
I think we're all speculating that Soundwave is probably going to be an army communications vehicle.
I wonder if he's that new Hummer that shows up in the movie.
Yeah, that's what we're all thinking here. Oh, I'm still at this website about the Chevy Volt. I scroll down, and I can make out the two Transformers that were on the little screen. It's Bumblebee and Barricade.
Huh.
So, are they gonna explain where Barricade went during the last part of the first movie?
Well, obviously he didn't die, so...
maybe he ran into a pole and got shut down for the last part.
Or it could have been just a blooper.
Who knows? True. Of course, Ironhide might have, you know, smashed him out off and just thought, you know, into a railing or something.
Yeah.
On the way. Fan fictions to ensue about what happened to Barricade in the first movie. Like I said, it's a Bay movie. There's not a lot of things that are supposed to make sense.
Says Devastator confirmed for the new movie. TFW 2005 received information on it, and I guess there's going to be 7 Constructicons that form Devastator, although how they're going to use the Devastator name, I don't know, because they used it on Brawl, and it says...
Actually, that was confirmed to be
But they never
typo.
Fixed it on the DVD release.
Yeah, they were too lazy to do that. I think they're going to, you know, just say in the new movie, this is Brawl, he's dead.
It says that Devastator is going to be not just green, but red and yellow. And although he'll probably be one badass bot.
Well, as long as they can pull off... As long as they can pull off the multicolor, I'm fine with it. And if I recall right, they said he was going to be about the size of a Supreme figure. That is going to be one tall gestalt.
Hopefully he don't look like a Power Ranger.
And hopefully he has articulation. Because seriously, with that tall of a gestalt, who would not want to put him in a cool pose?
Especially looking down over...
Of course, again, if you got classic Devers... If you have classic Devers there, you can always just call him... Constructicon Maximus or something. Of course, 7 robots... Okay, that's 2 for the legs and feet, 2 for the arms and hands, 1 for the main body, 1 for the head. So where's the 7th one going?
They'll probably have 1 for the stomach and 1 for the torso.
Yeah.
Or 1 could turn into their weapon.
So that's 1, 2. Yeah, that's like Piranacon. And we'll just see how this turns out. Because honestly, as long as he's cool, who cares? Though, let's just hope that red and yellow are the only extra colors. If they have a bright neon pink, I'm gonna die. Of course, the person who might be doing the colors might be a bit fruity, so
Yeah.
Alright, next one. Chevrolet Trax robot mold revealed. More evidence of Jazz return. Didn't they already continuously say that Jazz is dead, he's not coming back?
Yeah.
So why are people continuing to say here's evidence that he's returning?
Because they keep discovering pictures of what appears to be Jazz. So it may not even be Jazz.
It could just be a civilian in a car. Who gives a crap? Jazz is dead. They keep saying he's not coming back.
But they also killed Megatron, and you see where he's coming.
Well, true, but he had the entire Allspark put into his chest. I mean, that's bound to bring him back at some point.
True, but Jazz was torn in half, and Bumblebee had half of him ripped off, too.
True that, but he didn't go one-on-one with Megatron.
True.
Plus, Megatron had those spike fingers. He might have dug into something while he was ripping him out. ripping him apart. I severed a severe connection while he had his fingers dug into him. Because really, those are sharp fingers if you look at it.
Yeah.
And Chevrolet tracks. Does that mean we're going to get tracks?
I don't know. I know it's a really small...
That'd be kind of funny. That'd be kind of funny. Here's a Chevrolet tracks. It's tracks. Tracks transforms into a tracks. How suiting. And I think I just ran that into
yeah,
the ground.
Pretty much.
And what can I say? Corvette Centennial concept that is appearing in Transformers Revenge of the Fallen is Sideswipe, and we already mentioned this.
Yeah, we touched on that, but on the same article, they're also, they're saying that the Devastator will, the figures for the toy line will merge to form a Supreme size figure, which will be around the $50 range. And Ravage is also confirmed.
Well, anyway, yeah. So, what is Ravage going to be? One of Soundwave's tires?
Could be. Or it could be like the CD player.
Or his grill. True. But anyway, about Sideswipe, he's silver. Wasn't he supposed to be red?
Yeah, he was red in the original.
Of course, then, yeah.
But Iron...
If I recall right, Bay said they couldn't make Optimus Prime completely red because it wouldn't show up that
well. Well, it's like Ironhide used to be completely red, and, pretty much the only ones staying their original color are Bumblebee and Prime.
Well, Prime was... Yeah, he was, but he had flames,
yeah.
Too. Anyway, let's just go on to toy news. Transformers Soundwave statue prototype. I'm not one for statues. I'm more the action figure collector.
But the detail on it is pretty nice, too, though.
Yeah. If you're gonna make a Soundwave, though, just, why not make a classics sound wave that turns into a cassette deck?
That'd be nice.
No. Yes. People would buy that. You hear me, Hasbro? Make a classics cassette tape sound wave. People will buy that. I mean, come on. Hound comes with an articulated Ravage that turns into a cassette. Oh, wait, I just mentioned some, Universe toys. Oops. Oh, well. I mean, it's not very on here on the show notes, but yes. Universe toys are upcoming. Cyclonus, Inferno, Hound with Ravage, and a new Starscream.
Figures.
How many times are they going to make Starscream? I can't tell the difference between this one and the last Starscream they did.
Well, they're also making the new Universe, they're like special edition figures. Come in a very, very, nice looking case and, more detail on them.
Oh, you're talking about the Megatron, Prime, and Overkill.
Yeah, they're doing that with all of them, apparently.
And then there's Dragstrip. I might get Dragstrip and Overkill. I'm not sure about Megatron. If I get him, it's only probably to get him recolored as Bludgeon. Because really, Bludgeon's a tank, and... Hey, why not?
I'm thinking about getting that, Tank Megatron Universe Special Edition.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, sure, he's original colors, but honestly, why not just repaint him as Bludgeon?
I'm sure they will.
Because we... I mean, come on, we haven't had a Bludgeon toy since when? Robots in Disguise?
And it was a repaint.
Yeah. But I think we kind of sidetracked from the Soundwave statue.
Yeah.
But really, it's a statue. If you want, get it. Who cares? It's a statue. Just sits there looking at you in a cool pose.
But if you're not intending to transform him and you want a nice robot mode of him, then I'd go for it.
Get him. Anyway, let's just talk about these special editions right here. Overkill is a repaint of Classics Grimlock. And he's very, very G1 accurate paint scheme of Overkill. I am definitely getting him. And I do not have a Classics / Universe Grimlock. Don't see the point in getting him.
Yeah. The Megatron, like I said, I'll probably pick up, but I'll...
Plus the nice...
But other than that, I probably won't get any of the other special editions.
Yeah, Prime is still kind of crappy.
Well, I have my...
Because honestly, it's a bad G1 attempt.
I have my G1 Masterpiece 01 Prime that I leave sitting out by my desk all the time, so I don't need to buy another one of those Primes.
Yeah. And, MP07 Thundercracker. Honestly, it's Starscream Blue. Still, he looks awesome. The Seekers are like crack. You can't stop.
I might pick up the...
Because it's a jet. Everybody loves jets.
Yeah, the jets are awesome.
It's like ice cream. They're 40... They're like 52 different flavors of Seekers.
Pretty much.
I guarantee you, someone will be accidentally be doing their art on a Seeker for a Transformer show, accidentally do a wrong paint scheme and say, "Oh, I made a new Seeker! Let's call him, well, he's brown, let's call him Earth Pounder." Or Brown Scream.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who really cares? As long as Hasbro keeps doing them right, we'll keep buying them.
Yep.
Because we just can't get enough of the Seekers. Starscream's gonna have his own little army of Air Force. Jets. Anyway... Let's see.
Have you seen the
Transformers 25th
Anniversary Prime on eBay?
Just now, but honestly, sure, it's the first Prime that was ever made, but still no articulation. Although you get roller, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure I have... G1 Prime somewhere around here I got from a cousin. Not this 25th anniversary one, but I'm talking about the original one.
I used to have one that I got from a pawn shop, but I don't have it anymore.
And honestly, who really does want this? I mean, you got the 20th anniversary articulated Prime.
I don't know, I'll stick with my Masterpiece.
Although you do get a cool comic.
Yeah, it's the first issue of the,
You get a comic and a DVD with it.
It's the first issue of the, Marvel Comics.
Although that is a nice bonus that does not make up for the lack of articulation.
No.
So, let's just Sears. Oh, yeah, Encore Metroplex. You're just making encores of everything.
Well, it's a nice reissue line.
True. Plus, Metroplex is pretty freaking huge. And if I recall right, doesn't he have batteries that you put in him and he walks a bit? Or something like that?
I don't know. I've never had one, so I don't know.
Well, he's huge. That kind of... That compensates for the lack of articulation. Because he's huge, you can just have him stand there, guns facing at someone. Like, go ahead, make my day. I dare you. And, yeah, not much to say there. I mean, Metroplex, good toy. I don't have one, but it's a good toy. Go get it, if you can find it cheap.
Yeah.
Because everybody's got to own at least a Metroplex one time in their life.
I know, I'd like to have one. I just can't afford one.
If only to... Yeah. And that's pretty much it for the news, and I suppose we don't have any listener questions.
Unfortunately not. I wish we did.
Come on, people, we've given you 2 weeks. 2 freaking weeks, and no questions? What is wrong with you people? You're gonna make us feel like we're not loved.
I'm also thinking about opening up a new section on the podcast, which is called Ask Megatron. In which,
Oh, sure.
Well, in which I will, because I can do the Beast Wars and Generation 1 Megatron voice, try to answer it as best I can in their voice. As if they were answering it.
Wait, you can do Beast Wars Megatron?
Yeah, I've done it in the past, and still can.
Huh. Well, if you're gonna do Megatron, then I'm gonna do Starscream.
Okay. Either one. We could alternate on them. Week by week. Or episode by episode.
Of course, that's about the only voice people say I can do.
Well, it doesn't have to be perfect.
Actually, I can do Wasp Vader, but... So... Yeah. So I'll just have me a little ass star screaming Wasp Vader.
Yeah, Wasp Vader's a fun voice, too.
Yes. The two robots that never get a break in the Transformer continuity.
No, they're always getting beat up on. And...
So...
Well, and also, we'd like to get some fan feedback on the Predacon Empire forums under the All Things Transformers area. There you can suggest future discussions for roundtables that we could end up doing in the future. And, also, you know, just stuff to add to our show and make it better for all of you.
Oh, recently I asked Robot Feeny of, actually I'm not sure I got the name right. Robo Feeny, there we go, Robo Feeny of YouTube. He is a great Transformers reviewer. He does just about every kind of review you can think of. And he is very knowledgeable with the franchise. I tried to get him, but he's not really into it. He's a cool guy. Check him out. www.youtube.com/RoboFeeny.
And also, I'd like to plug our new site affiliates or partners. Predacon Empire now has ToyArena.com, which he has all of the Japan import toys of Transformers from Alternators, Beast Wars, Vinyl Tech, Henkai, E-Hobby, Encore, and all the rest of them. And Kapow Toys.
Really?
Yeah. And I know the guy from Toy Arena, and he's a pretty cool guy.
If I recall right. Wait, you know the guy?
Yeah. Building his Encore site at the moment.
How are you not getting
What's
free
that?
Toys? How are you not getting free toys?
Oh, those are coming. No, I'm working on his site, and in exchange, I'm getting some figures, so.
Darn you! You just made every Transformers fan, including me, jealous.
Sorry, dude.
Which ones are
what
you
ones?
Getting?
I'm getting, I missed the first time when they came out. I missed the, Classics Megatron and Prime, and I wanted both of those, but I couldn't afford them. But also the Henkai ones are better, so I'm getting those.
You son of a glitch! What else are you getting from him?
No, that's it for now. I'll probably buy some stuff on there when I get some more money, but...
Do you know how much those Henkais go for?
How much, those things?
You're gonna be getting death threats now.
Yeah, I doubt that.
They go for like $54 on eBay.
Wow. I know you can get them on...
Yeah.
Well, his site, the Henkai Megatron's actually like $40, and the Optimus Prime's $40, but they have them ranging all over. He's got like Bumblebee for $22, and Grimlock for $22, Starscream for $25. He's got some really good deals on his site.
Still, that's expensive.
Yeah, but there's still some pretty good...
Still expensive compared
yeah, that's
to store
true.
Prices.
But for the Henkai figures, you're getting a...
But then again, they're Japanese
yeah.
imports. So, if I were... Yeah, you said before we started the podcast that you were going to start doing contests?
Yeah, I'm not sure when the first one's going to start, but, myself and, Starscream from the Predacon Empire forums is working on with our various sponsors from, their toy, store sites. We're going to try and, create a contest for everyone to try and get into, and... possibly win some toys or whatever else that we happen to be having in that. We don't have any real details on it yet, but we're still in talks about it.
So you don't know what the prize for the first contest
no,
is?
No, not at this time.
Well, do you have any... do y'all have any idea of what line you might choose from?
I think we're choosing between...
For the prize?
I know one of the things was probably classics or animated or something around that.
You know what people are going to start saying now? Please let be anime, Blitzwing, or Shockwave.
I take it those are the ones you want?
Actually, it's probably going to be please let it be... Actually, it's most likely going to be screams of, please let it be Animated Leaders.
The Animated Leaders?
Yeah. Because honestly, they're like, what, $40? People want to find any way they can to get them for free.
That's true.
I mean, sure, they're worth the $40, but people just don't want to pay that.
Well, some people will.
Unless absolutely necessary. Yeah, those who have free money... who have spare money to spend, those who have good jobs that pay well.
Well, I work two, and my fiance works four, so.
So you're bound to have a lot of free money.
Well.
Not free, I mean spare
money. We have very little spare money. We're actually paying for all kinds of stuff right now. We had to get new cars in last year and everything else, so. Pretty broke.
Well, I mean, when all that's over and done, you still got a lot of spare money. When you don't have snacks.
Well, if we didn't have to pay for all that, and
if you're working.
Yeah, well, she's got four part-time jobs. I got.
Yeah, you'd have enough.
But yeah, we'd have enough. Eventually. But I really don't think anybody cares to hear too much about our personal lives, and they want to hear more about Transformers, but.
Well, actually, you forgot, there might be stalkers listening to this.
Well, if they're going to stalk me, they can come to the...
Of course. I don't think any of your... Yeah. They're probably just all your stalkers, really. Because, hey, you voice Megatron and whatnot.
Well, I know how, but I'm not the Megatron. Not Frank Welker or David Kay.
Yeah, but still, you're young enough for them to want to stalk you.
True. But hey, you're on the Predacon Empire podcast, so you're going to have stalkers too.
Actually, I'm a nobody. I just create music videos and do reviews when I can. I'm not as well known as you.
But I've been online bothering people since 99 too, so.
Yeah. I might have been on since 99, but I haven't been that well into the internet until at least the mid-2000s, or early 2000s.
Yeah.
Or something, I don't know.
So, I think we pretty much...
And I think we just ran this...
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking.
So, I guess we'll just sign off for now. Until we decide to do another podcast. Unless you don't get sick.
Yeah,
again.
Unfortunately, I was sick during the last time I was going to record, which was about a week or two ago. I couldn't even use my voice. I was so sick.
So if you're going to blame anyone for the lack of the podcast, blame
me. Yes, it is entirely my fault.
Next thing you know, you'll be getting creepy phone calls from Vangelis.
I think he's got a podcast over at TFW.
I know. I'm just yanking y'all's chain. I mean, Vengeance is a cool guy. He just likes to act like he's a creepy person sometimes.
But yeah, you can send all hate mail and comments to the Predacon Empire forums under the podcast area, or you can send them to podcast@predaconempire.com.
And make sure to leave questions whenever you can. Because, Ray, we kind of need topics here.
Yeah, as you...
I mean, there ain't going to be a whole lot of news all the time.
Yeah.
One day there'll be no news, and then you'll be like, why didn't we send the questions in?
Yeah, because what we want is more discussions with you, the fans, and more fan input than news, since everybody else covers news mostly. We'll still cover.
And as Smokey the Bear would say, only you can prevent the death of this podcast.
Yes. Or would that be Ravage that would say that? I don't know.
No, it had to be a bear.
Polar Claw. There we go. That's a bear.
Yeah, I guess. But he never had a... He never had a TV version of him, nor a speaking part.
Yes.
Wasn't there, like, a bear in Beast Wars 2? I don't think so.
Oh, wasn't there a what? Oh,
no, wait,
okay.
That was an elephant. I'm just rambling. Anyway, I guess we'll sign off now. This is Master Galvatron.
And this is Steve / Megatron signing off for this episode of All Things Transformers.
Transformers.